This is TWiT.
Sony said today that it will report a loss of $2.1 billion with a B for the fiscal year that ends in March. Roger Chang co-wrote a piece on this story for CNET and joins us now. Welcome to you, Roger Chang.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Roger, why is Sony tanking?
I mean, it's largely the smartphone business, right? They've been trying to turn this thing around for a couple of years now, and it just hasn't worked out, right? They make some decent phones. Xperia Z1, Z2, Z3 have all been reviewed well. But consumers aren't really gravitating towards Sony, right? They're all getting an iPhone or a Galaxy S5, and it's Sony that's kind of left out in the cold.
Do you see this changing at all? And like, what would they need to do to actually get some of these customers to buy their phones as opposed to a Galaxy device or an iPhone?
I don't see this changing for a while. I mean, it seems like Apple and Samsung have a lock on the high-end market. Sony, it's in a weird situation because Sony is a great brand. People know Sony, that, you know, it's fairly respected for, you know, the Walkman, its TVs, PS4. But when it comes to smartphones, they're pretty much non-existent. And I don't really see that changing that much. I mean, the only thing that Sony can do is pour a lot of money in advertising and build that brand up. I mean, they also have a lot of assets they can use between Sony Pictures and PlayStation. But they haven't really done that yet. They haven't really taken advantage of the various assets within the company. So we'll see.
Roger, they seem to be, and this is just my opinion, I'm sure there are other reasons as well, but they seem to me to be kind of tone deaf, and they don't really listen to what people actually want. So, for example, Sony phones have a reputation for having lots of bloatware and crapware and just, you know, custom user interfaces. And whenever there's an Android version of a phone that has the bloatware and there's also a generic version, people gravitate toward the generic version, the Google experience versions, and they don't offer that. They don't pay attention to that demand. They also are not listening to people who say they want lower-priced phones. And, of course, Sony phones tend to be pretty much what you'd expect plus another $50, $100. I mean, they're always just kind of both of those attributes together just make them seem kind of out of reach, inaccessible, and people tend to pass on them. So what is it you think it is about a Sony culture that prevents them from giving people what they obviously want, which is lower-cost phones and an option to have a vanilla experience?
I think it's they've long had a very insular culture there, and it's very siloed over there. And I think they've gotten a little bit better under the new CEO, Kazurai, with the One Sony strategy. But as you mentioned, I mean, there are things that they do that aren't exactly the most customer-friendly, but are sort of in the playbook of a large corporation, whether it's heavily customizing your smartphone so there's a Sony feel to it as opposed to the stock Android, or not giving the kind of low-cost, affordable phones that are really where the market is growing right now. And if you look at this, you know, what they said today, they're actually rallying behind the premium strategy, which is an interesting take. Most companies are going after the mid-market, more affordable phones for growth. Sony is actually going to be reducing their range of mid-market phones and focusing more on a fewer premium devices. That means that they're basically just going up against Apple and Samsung, which obviously has far more weight in the market and more of a marketing heft. So I'm not sure if what Sony is doing, the strategy that they're trying to pull off now, is gonna work. But it's I guess it sort of speaks to how they've operated over the last couple of years.
Now, CEO Kazuo Hirai started in 2012. He launched he launched his oversight of the company in order to turn it around. He's supposed to be a turnaround artist. He promised to turn it around. He's not succeeding. So what would he need to do to succeed? Not only in the smartphone industry, but as a company, what would he need to do to turn Sony around and make them profitable again?
Well, I mean, I think I've been trying to wrestle with this question, actually. Like, does Sony need to get out of the smartphone business? Because that's the largest reason why they're losing so much money, right? They had to take down they had to take a write down of their mobile business to account for the sort of the loss of value there. Honestly, I think they have to stick it out, even if it means losing money for a while. The smartphone business is so critical to a consumer electronics company that you can't get out of it. If you jump out of the business, if you abandon it, it's basically waving the white flag as a global player in the consumer electronics space. So I don't know if it's about getting back to profits, but it's definitely getting or creating a share or a foothold in that smartphone market, allowing you to kind of expand into other products. And it's, like I said, I think it's more important for someone to do than, you know, make sure that they post a profit next year.
So do they need to buy somebody, or how do they get a big part of the smartphone market? Because, you know, Apple's coming out with two new phones, Samsung's launching new phones shortly as well. It doesn't seem like they're going to have it any easier on the high end.
No, I don't think buying anyone would be a solution. I think they have the pieces in place within the company. They just haven't really utilized all those pieces correctly. It's also getting better distribution here in the U.S. You know, T-Mobile is their only partner. T-Mobile is the fourth largest carrier in the U.S. And even within T-Mobile, people are gravitating towards the iPhone, GS5. There's a new ZTE phone that's insanely cheap. That I can imagine customers are going to gravitate towards. Sony already has competition there. They need to work on getting more distribution and building up their brand. I think those are sort of the two big keys for them. I mean, they, like I said, they have a strong brand. They haven't really taken full advantage of it yet.
And I think they need to get back to their roots and essentially invent new categories. When the Sony Walkman hit long ago, nowadays it looks like a gigantic device. It looks clunky and funky. But back when it first shipped, that was awesome to be able to carry on a portable music player. And that's really what they're not doing these days. All their products are also-ran products for the most part. They have a little bit of innovation, and they have some innovation in their also-ran products. For example, most of their phones are really waterproof, and they have other small innovations. But really, they need to be launching boldly into new areas. And it's something ironic that Steve Jobs patterned Apple after Sony. He used to worship and lionize the Sony culture. In fact, his black shirts were like modeled after Sony uniforms and were designed by the same guy who designed Sony's uniform, stuff like that. And now Apple is just completely cleaning house in the market, dominating the profits and succeeding in the way that Sony used to. And Sony is just nowheresville. So it's really kind of tragic. And it seems to be a slow end of an era for Sony. I just don't see any daylight for them anytime soon. Roger Chang writes at CNET.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Roger W. Chang. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger.
Thanks for having me.